If you haven't noticed, gold has reached a new high, all-time highs, actually, and keeps going up every day. Why is that? It's because precious metals are a long-time historical store of value. And if you own a portfolio and you have assets in the fiat currencies, i.e. stocks, bonds, cash, or whatever, you're vulnerable to hyperinflation, which is coming as our debt explodes another trillion every 90 days. It's really scary. So how do you protect yourself? Go to Advisor Metals. If you look on any of our CDM.press sites, about halfway down, there's an ad for Advisor Metals. Click on it, fill out the form for your contact info, and Ira Bashatsky will contact you and talk to you. It's an easy conversation. There's no sales pitch. He's completely verified by us. He has a regulatory background we've checked into. We've checked with his bankers. We've checked with his IRA custodians for metals, and we can highly recommend Advisor Metals and Ira. So go to Advisor Metals. If you call them directly, tell them we sent you at CDM, and he'll definitely take care of you. But protect your portfolio because you really need to. It's coming. Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah. 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 For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth.
Welcome back. We're back with our friend Thierry Laurent, who is a French intelligence analyst. Thanks for coming on the show again, Thierry.
Thank you very much, Todd, for welcoming me. It's always a great pleasure, in fact, to have discussion with you.
So you wanted to talk about the debate, so I'm going to let you go and get out what you wanted to discuss.
Yeah, so basically, I have been analyzing the full face-off between Harris and Trump. And I do believe that there are a lot of things that needs to be addressed here. So first of all, I would like to compare the different behavior of the two candidates. If you look at the way that Harris has been behaving all along, she was showing nervousness, emotional agitations. She was moving the hands and she was shaking the heads. She was staring at Donald Trump as if she wanted, in fact, to provoke him and to engage him by a sort of destabilization. Mm-hmm. And so basically, I believe that she has been trying these kind of tricks because she wanted to compensate attitude with real contents and argumentations. Mm-hmm. On the other side, if you look at Trump, she was very steady, quiet, confident. He was punchy on issues and fighting back, especially on the false statements. Mm-hmm. And what was very interesting is that he never looked at her. He wanted, in fact, to minimize her presence, which was the right move to do because he was addressing himself, in fact, to the journalist. Mm-hmm. The journalists were asking questions, and he was supposed, in fact, to talk to them and not to her. I want to underline the fact that very often during the show, the sound was cut as soon as Trump wanted, in fact, to talk.
Yeah,
and this was not right and not fair because it has been depriving the listener to understand what he wanted to say, to defend himself. So this was very wrong. On the other side, there is something that I've been noticing is that the questions were extremely oriented, in fact, to put difficulties on Trump. When in fact, the journalists should have been fair enough and making sure that the questions were neutral and not putting one of the candidates in a stage of defense. So basically, from what I have been hearing, because there is a rumor that is running around me yesterday, that was saying that Harris had the question in advance. Mm-hmm. And this comforts me in the fact that as soon as the attack were set up by the journalist, she was able, in fact, to jump on it and develop, in fact, the attack in the way that Donald Trump was in difficulty. Mm-hmm. So basically, I do believe that this full interview was a setup.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, this is
great. Yeah.
So basically, Trump had to face the COVID crisis and then the juridic attack with all the setup that he had to face before the process of the election. Then there was this butler attempt of murder. Mm-hmm. And now this is a journalist that are running after him in the way that he will not be able, in fact, to take over the White House.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on here? Is that the democratic process in the U.S.? I believe that this is shifting to a sort of political brawling that is not right.
Sure. Yeah, no. It was 3-on-1 for sure against the journalists as well. Yes.
Yeah. So basically, we are going to process through the analysis of each point, and we will see what is the balance that has been set up between the two candidates. So it started with the economic topic.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, Trump has been defending his policy. And in regard, if you look at the evolution of the stock market during his mandate, the economy was working pretty well. Despite the fact that, of course, with the COVID-19 and the lockdown, this has been a major hurdle to the economy. And we can understand that it had a major impact on it. Of course, Harris, she could have been saying that the economy in the U.S. was really fine under the Biden administration, but she forget one thing, is that there was a major shift of funds that has been going from Europe to the U.S. due to the conflict. The economy in Europe is hit very badly due to sanctions that are running as a boomerang on the production. And therefore, all the investors, they decided, in fact, to shift the money to the U.S. So basically, this is inflating a bubble that is completely artificial. That is the first point. The second point.
Let me interrupt there, because people don't understand that production and manufacturing, especially in Germany, due to the energy issues, has collapsed, essentially. And that's what you're talking about, right? Because the European economy is hurting very badly right now and intentionally being destroyed. And so a lot of the capital is moving to the U.S. for investment. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was actually the plan that was established by the Rand Institute. Mm-hmm. This is documents that people have been giving me, and mm-hmm. I have been basing my book on top of it, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the warning to the world.
Yeah.
Book I have been writing is describing all the processes that's been putting together to destroy the European economy by splitting, in fact, the relationship between Russia and Germany. Mm-hmm. So basically, as the energy with energy is very, very expensive due to the usage of GLN that is coming from abroad and not from the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
The German economy is not sustainable because cost of energy has been skyrocketing.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, what has been happening is that all the investors in Europe, they have been deciding, in fact, to shift to America. This is the first point. The second point is there was a sort of, a Ponzi schema that has been established between the U.S. government and the military-industrial complex.
Mm-hmm.
There were budgets that were supposed to be associated to Ukraine, but in fact, it was going straightforward to the military complex, which has been inflating the bubble on the stock market. So basically, at the end of the story, this is going to cost hell because it has been increasing the debt in the U.S. first. And second, who is going to pay back? Because Ukraine is not in the position right now in regard of the collapse of its GDP to reimburse the debt it has been contracting, in fact, to the U.S. government.
Yes.
They were thinking that the weapons will be for free, and it's not. So at the end of the story, She could have been using, in fact, this type of argument to show that the economy was very strong with the Biden administration. But instead of this, she has been coming out with arguments that are completely fluff. Yeah. She was talking about tax cut of $6,000 per year. She was trying to say that she wants to boost the small businesses with a tax cut of $50,000. But this is what I call incentive.
Well, the fact is they destroyed half the small businesses with their COVID lockdowns. So she's not for – that was intentional as well, to shift money up into the corporate structure and take it out of the middle class.
Sure. But she tried to justify her economic plan on very small incentive to very small amount of people. Mm-hmm. And this is not the type of policy that is going to sustain the American economy.
No, it's incoherent policy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So on top of it, she has been trying to attack Donald Trump on the story of the chipsets that the U.S. were supposed, in fact, to be shipped to China to favorize its economy and its development, which is completely wrong, because most of the chipsets right now in the world, they are built in South Korea and Taiwan. Mm-hmm. And actually, the company that is building the microchip that are the most powerful in the world is TSMC. Mm-hmm. And what she don't understand also, and this is why I think that she's dangerous for the US economy, because she don't know the topics, is that China has been able, in fact, to put together an industrial process by ultraviolet to print very powerful chipsets. And therefore, the problem of China and Taiwan is no more a story of electronics component. It is a question of politics, because China do not need TSMC anymore. On top of it, what was very surprising is that she has been accusing Donald Trump of the COVID-19 story, as if he was responsible for this virus.
Yeah, that was the big lie.
Yeah, it was absolutely terrible, and even more terrible because what we call the DTRA program, which is in fact the Defense Threat Reduction Agency program that has been set up in Europe, has been starting in 2011. Mm-hmm. And the DOD has been building a gigantic amount of biolabs weapons in Europe, which was not under the governance of Donald Trump. So basically, I do believe that she was not only lying, but she was trying to put the responsibility on top of Donald Trump. And that was very wrong, because he has been paying for it. And I do believe, and this is something I was explaining in my book, is that I do believe that this virus has been released in public, in fact, to make sure that Donald Trump will be not able, in fact, to continue his mandate with a second mandate.
Sure.
So basically, that was absolutely terrible. But the worst, I don't know if you have been noticing this, but at a moment, she was saying that Trump was part of the 2025 agenda. Mm-hmm. In fact, this agenda is coming from the 2030 agenda that has been set up by the World Economic Forum. And Trump is against this because he's not part of the global cabal that the Dems are part of. He don't want to hear about the global governance. He wants to make sure that America is living in the right way and its citizens are having a good living.
So why do you say that? I thought the 2025 was a conservative plan to put people in government to stop the globalist agenda. So why do you say it's attached to the World Economic Forum?
Well, I'm a little surprised because if you heard, I don't know if you heard about what Klaus Schwab has been saying.
Yes.
But he said that he need to advance the 2030 by 2025.
So
this is two things completely different. But I do believe that she has been playing on this to confuse the people.
I see. I see. Okay.
Because what I heard from the last Davos Economic Forum is that those guys, they whatsoever was supposed to be executed in 2030, they want to execute it in 2025. And this is why this conflict between Russia and Ukraine is continuing, because they do want, in fact, to make sure that the agenda is on track.
Okay? I agree.
They see that, in fact, their story is not working. And this story of the 2030 agenda is collapsing. This is why they want, in fact, to execute it as soon as possible. And hear what she was saying at a certain point in time. She was saying, we don't want to go back. Where she don't want to go back? She want to. She don't want to go back to normality. She want to accelerate the story of unique governance in the world. You see? So let's move forward right now to the abortion and AFB topics. I don't know if you have the capacity to put the schema that I have been sending you.
Give me a moment. I forgot about that. Go ahead. What did you send it on Telegram or email?
This is on Telegram. This is about the ideological leaning of the Supreme Court of Justice. And if you look at the policies that have been set up, they are quite settled and very much balanced between the Dems and the Reps. So basically, there is no ideological trend that is moving on one side or on the other. It's quite balanced. So basically, she was wrong to accuse Trump to influence the Supreme Court to go in the sense that he wanted to go.
Hold on, I'm almost got it. So.
So basically on abortion, I do believe that the two candidates are wrong and the two candidates are right. And I'm going to go into detail of that. Depending on the circumstances of life, you will have, in fact, to go through the miscarriage. And this is a choice of woman or the choice of a couple, depending on the circumstances. If a woman has been raped, you can imagine that she don't want to raise the baby that would be coming out of such an act, okay? When Trump is raising the fact that in Virginia, miscarriage is authorized when the baby is almost born, he was right. And I've been checking this. Actually, in fact, you can run a miscarriage in Virginia until 24 weeks. 24 weeks, it's 6 months. And we know that a baby that is premature, if you take a good care of him, he is going to be viable, meaning this is a human being. So I would say abortion, yes, but with boundaries. And it shouldn't be the choice of a state. It should be across the United States in the way that everybody will be equal wherever they are living. Regarding the AVF. You know, when nature does not allow you to have a baby easily, it means something. And if you are pushing too hard by some hormonal treatment, you don't know what is going out of it. And you might have a lot of very surprising results at the end. I remember when I was living in the US, there was this black woman, she has been going through AVF, and at the end, she got 8 babies in one shot. So, and on top of it, you can have like misformation and so on. So basically, there are a lot of kids that can be adopted in the world. Why don't you focus on this instead of trying to force nature what she doesn't want, in fact, to give you? On the immigration topic, that was very interesting. So during the full mandate of Biden, there was a constant flow of immigrants that has been crossing the border illegally. And we talk about millions and millions of people that has been allowed, in fact, to come inside the US, They have been provided with credit cards, with airfare tickets, and so on. And on top of it, they wanted those people to be able, in fact, to vote. This is a blatant will, in fact, to manipulate the elections. And we can understand very easily why it was done. So basically, this is a sort of bribing of electors that has been set up, linked to Soros. We know that the Dems are very close to Soros, and they are close to Harris too. And she tried, in fact, to attack him regarding the fact that they have been proposing a bill, in fact, to stop and to control the flow of immigrants in the U.S. I have been living long enough in the U.S. to know that immigration was under control, and you didn't need a bill for that. So basically, there was very strong will and a political will to authorize what has been happening. Mm-hmm. And this is not a bill that could have been stopping whatsoever had been happening. And if there was a strong will, in fact, to avoid this migration, it would have been taking place. So Trump didn't answer this question. But what I know from knowing General Vallely, who was in charge of the security of the border, is that there is a plan that has been established, and it will be implemented at the moment it's going to be necessary.
Sure.
Let's talk about the rally topic. Mm-hmm. She tried to raise the fact that the rally of Donald Trump were terrible because there was nobody. I have been watching a lot of videos regarding the rally he has been setting up, and it was absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. So basically, what she has been doing here is lying to the people to influence and to make sure that he will have some decredibilization. And this is wrong. I do believe that if she did this, this is because she wanted to distract the people from her own lack of credibility. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what was very surprising is that she was talking about dreams and desire and this and that. It's, if you look at the way that she has been oriented her talks, it was always very emotional. She wanted to play on a sensitive chord, when in fact a government needs to put together some policies and he needs to provide the environments to make the things happening.
Right.
It is not up to
the government. It was all emotion. It was all generated to appeal to people who are not critical thinkers, but go ahead.
Yeah. The government is not replacing the individual projection. It's putting together policies, in fact, to favorize the development of a person. So basically, when she said that there was a lot of Republicans that were supporting her and so on, I'm just wondering what those people they have to hide. And why they are so scared of Donald Trump. I do believe that this guy is going to clean the swamp for real in the way that America will become what she was and what she needs to be.
I agree.
And when you see the rally that Trump has been able, in fact, to put together with Musk, who is the biggest entrepreneur in the world, with Kennedy, who is a major political character with a very strong historic symbolic. His uncle and his father were murdered, and he is a Democrat. Mm-hmm. So basically, having this guy coming on board is a major shift. It's a major achievement. It means that Trump is open enough, in fact, to listen to the other side when. Mm-hmm. She is not able to do it because she has a very strong understanding of where she has to go, and she don't want to hear other people. When she say, I want to represent every Americans, I'm sorry, but this is wrong. She don't want. Yeah. And this is obvious and explicit. There was a small mistake that was made by Trump by talking about the story of dog and cat.
Well, I would disagree with you there because it's been that is what's the news. Everything's talking about that right now, and it focuses directly on immigration. But go ahead.
Yes. But what I would have been doing is insisting on the insecurity that immigration is triggering. Mm-hmm. And the story, because, you know, we know that the drug cartels have been embedding within this immigration a lot of drug dealers. I would have been insisting on this, because this is major to the security of women and the security of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's talk right now about the juridic affair that she has been raising. Everybody in Europe knows that Soros has been helping 80 federal judge, in fact, to be elected.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, this guy is controlling a part of the justice in the US. So putting the story of juridical attack on Trump was wrong. And he defended himself pretty well.
I'm David Cross, and you may know me from my election integrity work, but I also own U.S. Asset Management, a family-owned and operated investment advisory practice. I'm a certified portfolio manager, and my job is to help you make better decisions with your money. One of the things we try to avoid is investing in companies that push the woke agenda. If you're invested with one of the big firms out there, there's a pretty good chance that you're feeding the beast that hates your values. Our company is 100% conservative, and we'd love to have an opportunity to work with you. Check us out at us-am.com and look for our big, proud American Eagle logo.
Your government doesn't care about you. That's why you need a medical emergency kit. It contains life-saving medications like ivermectin, Z-Pak, and antibiotics. Stock them before they block them.
Well, nevertheless, I would have been raising the story of Hunter Biden on the table. Because if the story of laptop would have been put it on the table, I am just wondering if Biden would have been elected. And therefore, she wouldn't have been in the position of a vice president. And therefore, she wouldn't have been on this show talking to him. So basically, in terms of weaponization, I do believe that the FBI has been doing a very bad job and a terrible job. Mm-hmm. So basically, on each side, you know, there are stories to say, to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about right now the global policy in regard of the economy. When the journalist is putting her in the corner, talking about the fracking, the buyback weapons, the immigrations, she was saying totally the opposite of whatsoever she was proposing a few months ago. Therefore, in regard of the fact that she is agreeing upon the policy of Donald Trump, she should have been reaching the campaign of Donald Trump. She should resign as a Dems and goes, in fact, to the Republican and to support him, because this is exactly the same program.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, I believe that that is a sword with double side, because she has been confusing her own electors, voters. And what she has been showing through this move is that she has no conviction.
Mm-hmm.
Or she is lying, because if she's a Dem and she's part of the globalist story, it means that she's sticking on the ESG program, the environment and social governance.
Well, she'll say anything to get elected. I mean, that's what these people do. So,
and then Yeah. She's flip-flop. She's flipping the coin in the way that she's gathering the people. But in the same time, if a politician do not have any conviction, why you want to vote for him? Because you never know what he's going to achieve at the end of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember she was very emotional regarding her friends who has been raped and this and that. She shouldn't raise this kind of issue in this kind of debate. She should talk about the law enforcement global policy that she wants to put together to ensure the security of the citizen. And therefore, if she's sticking so much on these kind of things, on the security of the people, she should be against the immigration. What she has been doing during 3.5 years.
Yeah.
Do you see? She's saying one thing and the opposite the day after. She's like Macron, you know. Macron's telling you black. 15 minutes after, he's saying white. What was really, but really ridiculous is when she has been accusing Trump to be an anti-Semitic. Mm-hmm. That was completely ridiculous because who has been named Jerusalem as the capital of Israel in 2018? That was Donald Trump. And he has been moving the embassy of the United States in Israel to Jerusalem. You cannot tell this guy that he's an anti-Semitic. It's impossible.
Yeah.
So basically, on top of it, she has been decredibilizing herself. You see? So talking about energy, Trump was underlining the fact that relying on green energy was going nowhere. Why? Because if you look at United States in the year 2000, and you see, in fact, the lack of energy that the grid was providing in the Silicon Valley, that was absolutely terrible. And this needs has been increasing dramatically. Mm-hmm. If you look at platforms like Google or Facebook, they are consuming more energy than the entire territory of France in 1 year. So the needs of energy is enormous. And you cannot rely on solar panel because most of the time, those kind of facilities, they are remote regarding the point of consumption.
Well, if you think about it, it's a brilliant plan by whoever started this degrowth communism to where we destroy our energy policy capability. So we can't be a leader in AI. We can't be a leader in other industries that require energy, right?
Exactly. Yeah. On top of it, this kind of source of energy is asking for a lot of maintenance.
Yes.
You need to clean the solar panel. You see, in fact, the size of this stuff is just enormous.
Yeah.
And what is very surprising is that she is promoting what China is making. Because who is making solar panel? This is China. So she is pointing the finger at Donald Trump, saying that he is favorizing China, when in fact, those panels, they come from China. So basically, she wants to favorize the economy of China.
Well, it's all projection. I mean, they do what they say, they accuse you of doing. But I mean, and it's also what they do is they, while they're destroying the country, Western civilization, they make money off of it. So this is, it's a double-edged sword. They get money both ways.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So basically, this is not reliable. And if you want, in fact, to run a steel industry, you are not going to do that on solar because this is a continuous process. And yeah. At night, there is no sun. And if there is no wind, end of the story, your steel industry is going down. So basically, those people, their problem is they are ideological and they do not think on the holistic point of view, on the global point of view. They are just looking at the world through a very small hole. And this hole is not the reflect of what the world is really, you know?
Yeah.
Then let's talk about the G6 story. I do believe that the journalist was not asking a question. He was acting as a prosecutor.
Yes.
And that was not the kind of question that should have been raised within an electoral debate in the US. So basically, Trump was very, very right in the way he has been defending himself, despite the gigantic attack and inappropriate manner, because he was not in charge of the security. And therefore, he has been pointing to the people that were responsible for it. Nevertheless, what I would have been doing is pointing out the responsibility of meddling of the Obama government, McCain and Biden, regarding what has been happening in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Because the Maidan revolution that has been set up was a provocation that has been organized by the CIA. And at the end of the story, this has been ending into hundreds and thousands of people that has been killed. where the Trump crowd have been burning the Capitol? No. I have been seeing what happens in Kyiv in 2014 because it was under my balcony. And I saw the level of violence that's been spreading. It was absolutely terrible. Mm-hmm. I have never seen this in my life. So basically, you know, when you are raising the story of G6, I want to raise the story of Maidan.
Sure.
So then she has been attacking him on the election fraud. To contest an election process is legal. It's not anti-democratic because it can be fraud. It can be fraud anywhere. It's happening in France, it's happening in Germany, it's happening everywhere in the world. So basically, what was wrong with this? And I want to remind Harris that during the election between Al Gore and George Bush, there was a recount that has been set up that has been lasting for 6 or 8 weeks. And there were absolutely no scandal regarding the fact that this was not an anti-democratic process. It has been going through. There was a result, end of the story. So basically, she's raising issues that are not issues. And of this course. Is very wrong. Then let's talk about the foreign policy topic. That was very interesting. So she started her attack by quoting the perception of leaders all across the world, saying that he was ashamed with. But this is a US election. You need to come out with argumentation, not with the perception of other people. If you do so, this is because you are weak enough for not opposing any argumentation. But she has been showing also that she is part of a movement that has been set up in the all over the world that goes against, in fact, people that want to live in a normal fashion. She is just quoting the kids of the West, the Trudeau, the Macron, and so on, when in fact, most of the world do not want to hear about this one government story. So when she's saying that there is a lot of high-ranking servicemen that hate Trump and this and that, I can oppose exactly the opposite. I know a lot of high-ranked servicemen in the US that are supporting Trump because they cannot stand that in West Point, instead of understanding the way to defend a country and understanding technique of war, they are taught that if a man is carrying a wig, he can go in the toilets of a woman.
Yeah.
This is completely wrong because this is not the kind of institution that should reflect what is happening in a YMCA inside in the center of San Francisco. This is not the gay parade. This is like an institution where you need to learn how to fight. So basically, she's totally wrong on this issue. And I know a lot of generals in the US that are against what is happening within their institution. And, you know, I speak with a lot of military people all over the world. And if you go to the Foreign Legion, very close to my place, and you are telling them that the guys, that they are wearing a high heel like Rachel Levine in the Marines, U.S. Marines, they will go nuts. They will not accept this kind of things. Yeah. You cannot ask people to go to fight if you have, in fact, this kind of behavior. So basically, she was wrong about that. She was saying that Donald Trump was weak, when in fact, who has been triggering so many conflicts in less than 4 years? The Biden administration. We have been seeing the rise of the rise of a gigantic conflict between Ukraine and Russia that has been fueled by the United States, by the Biden administration, but not only fueled, but also provoked. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go through the detail. Everything is written in my book. But if people are reading it, they will understand what is the real situation. Donald Trump, during his mandate, has been maintaining a balance of power all over the world by avoiding that major conflict would be erupting. He has been understanding that Russia is not Afghanistan. This is a major geopolitical power, which has a big influence, an economy and a military that is extremely powerful, and also a country that is handling nuke. And you cannot handle a country like this like you will be handling Algeria or Tunisia or Afghanistan. You need to make sure there is a common interest in the way that you maintain this balance for not triggering a gigantic conflict that could be destroying completely this planet. Because there is planet B, there is just planet A, and everybody is living on it. So basically, if you are the guy that is meddling and provoking conflict, you cannot talk about weakness because you are the one that has been triggering this stuff. What Sun Tzu is saying, the best war is the war that you are avoiding.
Yes.
You see? And if you're smart enough and you are maintaining, in fact, this this balance between power, then you avoid something that is going to destroy both parties and everybody is going to lose. So,
what else do we have?
We have also, after we had the environment story, and she was saying that the kids, they were very keen and very sensitive to the global environment issues and this and that. Nevertheless, I can understand that. But in this case, what I would recommend her is to develop the manufacturing in the US in the way that there will be no needs, in fact, to ship production goods in the US from China. And we know how polluting are the super carrier of container. And I do believe also that there is a big need for education within the kids in the US. Because if you don't understand that if there is no CO2, the plants that are feeding themselves with the CO2 to produce oxygen is a necessity, then she needs also to go back to school with the kids.
Well, the whole climate thing is a scam. But, in
multiple ways. You know, I think this is a fake issue. This is a completely fake issue. And on top of it, if you look at Germany, they have been trying this approach. You know what is happening right now? 42% of the companies that are in needs of high energy, they are about to leave Germany and leave the people that were working for those companies without any job. Meaning that the politician that has been taking this kind of decision, they will have, in fact, no voters now. Yeah. So basically, this is a sort of balance that needs to be established between the needs of the economy, of the people, and the environment. She say, we don't want to go back. Okay, but go back to what, normality? Because if wearing a wig and saying I am a woman is wherever she want to go, where she want to go is to a psychiatric institution. So basically, it's not about to go back or to go forward. It is about to rectify the reckless course straight to the abyss that those people have been deciding, in fact, to set up in terms of course. So basically, if we need, in fact, to go somewhere, this is to go back to normality, where when a person is looking at a cat, it's calling a cat, not a dog.
Yeah.
You see? So in conclusion, I believe that Trump did a good job. He has been acting very professionally. And he is the right candidate to run the United States because he will be the guy that is going to maintain this balance that is extremely necessary. When you look at the way that the Dems have been running the country, it is a total wreck. and it's extremely dangerous. I want to raise one thing, which is for me a very serious issue. The CIA and the Mossad, they are talking together. Mossad, we are knowing about the October 7th, okay? And don't tell me that the CIA was not aware of it. And I see a gigantic weakness in terms of foreign policy and geopolitics, because if Biden was smart enough, he would have been calling Netanyahu and telling him to keep his border straightforward in security. He didn't. So therefore, I'm just wondering if this entire story was not a big setup. Don't tell me that those people with the capacity of intelligence that they have, they wouldn't have been able, in fact, to avoid what is happening in the Gaza Strip. So basically, I do believe that Harris doesn't fit for office first, because she don't have the economic knowledge, and she don't have, in fact, the capacity of understanding that the world has been changing completely. The United States, because of the dams, is going down because the dollar has been completely abandoned by the BRICS. And there is so many countries that want to align themselves to the BRICS that is going to bring United States in regard of the level of debt that is handled into very big difficulties. So when you're smart enough, in fact, to avoid conflict, you do it because this is of your own interest. And this is something that I was discussing with General Paul Valéry, telling him that what the Dems have been doing through the provocation of this conflict between Russia and Ukraine is shooting United States in the head due to economical turmoil that is going ahead.
I agree, Thierry. Thank you for your comments. It's good to have the European perspective, which is a global look, of course, is what you bring to the table. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. And actually, I want to add something, is that we need in Europe Donald Trump.
Yeah.
We need him for one reason, is that the European Commission is considering Europe as a sort of open air labs to run their one government policy.
Yes.
And they are testing every kind of control and policies, in fact, to constrain the population. Trump is going to hit in this game, and we will be able, if he's elected, in fact, to control those people and to tell them, now you need to stop.
Yeah. Well, everything rides on November for sure, at least in the short run. But, you know, there was someone writing today that this movement started before Trump and will be after Trump. So we will have to deal with the election one way or the other. But because humanity needs to be saved one way or the other.
Exactly. So let's cross our finger that Mr. Trump is going to do the right job and will be putting his feet in the White House.
Thank you, Thierry. I appreciate your time on a Saturday. Take care.
Thank you.